I've seen this question several times. Do I program this frequency as FM or FMN or FM narrow? Which one do I put into my scanner when I am programming in this frequency? Well, you see, that all depends. And we are going to get to the skinny of that coming up right now. And yes, the pun was intended. Welcome back to our Scanner Radio University series, where we are covering the basics of the scanner radio hobby. This is our eighth topic in this series, and we have plenty more coming. So please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel to continue learning about the scanner radio hobby. If you want to take this on the go, we also have this in audio format on our podcast platforms. Before we talk about FM and FM narrow, we need to understand exactly what this means. And to do that, we need to realize that when we are listening to a frequency on our scanners, we are not just listening to that particular frequency. No, that frequency that we have tuned on our scanners is actually the center frequency that we are monitoring. The actual carrier that we are listening to actually takes up some real estate plus and minus of that center frequency. And it is the width of that real estate that dictates which setting that we use, FM or FM narrow. So let's talk about traditional FM that we would set in our scanners prior to the narrow band initiative that happened here in the United States. The typical bandwidth would be 25 kilohertz. This means we are receiving 12.5 kilohertz above and below the central frequency that we tune to. That is the actual bandwidth that we are monitoring. For a frequency of, say, 460.000, we are centered or tuned into 460.000, but the filters in our radios are allowing us to monitor from 459.9875 to 460.0125. or 25 kilohertz of bandwidth. This is what we would traditionally call FM. Narrowband is simply taking this 25 kilohertz and halving it. Let's take our example of 460 megahertz and adjust for narrowband. Instead of having a filter for 25 kilohertz, the filter in our radios are now set for 12.5. This means we are centered on 460. We are now receiving from 459.99375 to 460.00625. And now you might have also noticed that we have an even newer narrowband where the bandwidth is 6.25 kilohertz. This means our filters are very narrow, 6.25, receiving just plus and minus 3.125 from the center carrier. I know this is all a bunch of numbers, but trust me, we'll clear things up really quickly here. But before we do that, and we talk about why narrowbanding had to take place, I want to take a moment to thank my Patreon supporters. My Patreon supporters have allowed me to take this podcast and bring it over to YouTube. This was quite an effort. And again, I could not have done this, made the investment in the equipment without support from our Patreon supporters. If you want to help support us over on Patreon, and you're watching us on YouTube, we actually have a link at the top of this video that will allow you to go right to Patreon, or you can use the link in the podcast description. If you don't want to help support us on Patreon, hey, that's fine. I just ask that you subscribe to us over here on YouTube, because only 20% of our regular viewers are actually subscribed. And if you subscribe to this channel on YouTube, this tells YouTube that people who have the same interests as you would like to watch this podcast. And that is a great way to help this podcast grow, and it's a very simple way for you to help support us.
Do you feel lost when it comes to the scanner hobby? Are you looking for someone to answer your questions? Do you have a new radio and you need help understanding how it works? Or are you working on a big project and need somebody to bounce ideas off of? Do you need a little bit more personal assistance than what you can get from an online community? And are you looking for somebody to dedicate their attention and their time to helping you out when it comes to getting you unstuck with whatever it is that you are struggling with when it comes to the scanner radio hobby, I'm here to do just that. See, you can book me for a session right now where I'll sit on Zoom and do a video or a screen share with you, just as if I am sitting across the table and helping you out. You can book your tutoring session right now by going to scannerschool.com/tutoring. I can't wait to help you out.
So let's talk about why did narrowband come to be? You see, the RF landscape is a finite resource. And this finite resource is broken down into usable blocks. And we've talked about this on prior Scanner Radio University podcasts. These blocks group certain types of users and certain types of licensees together. For example, VHF public safeties are all grouped together between a set of upper and lower frequencies. The same is true for UHF public safety, and even 700, 800 trunking, et cetera, et cetera. Railroads, marines, et cetera, will also be grouped together. This is not only important for a licensing use case, but also from the manufacturing side of the house. You see, the companies that make two-way radio equipment all need to know the specs and the frequency ranges for their target audience. This allows them to know what type of equipment they need to manufacture. And it's a number of end users that makes narrowbanding a necessity. When there are too many agencies and users all trying to get licensed for a block of frequencies where we have a finite number of frequencies available to give out, then there has to be an advancement in technology that will allow more users to occupy that same space without stepping on each other or interfering with each other. Now, trunked radio, as we've discussed in the past, is one of those solutions, but also so is digital unconventional, such as P25, DMR, and NXDN. Those are all modern conventional solutions, which we'll talk about in future Scanner Radio University videos. But in an analog world, we went from FM to FM narrow. Advancements in radio design allowed for tighter tolerances without too much of a sacrifice in audio quality. So the amount of bandwidth that was required is no longer required for each licensed user. But remember how we said usable frequencies, not interfering with each other or stepping on each other? Just because we halved the bandwidth, it doesn't mean that we actually doubled the amount of usable frequencies. Let's jump to an example that we could be more familiar with, FM stereo. We don't find that FM radio frequencies or stations are stacked one right next to each other on the FM dial. Well, why is that? Have you ever turned your radio manually in your car? And even if you're not exactly centered on the FM radio station that you want to listen to, you can still kind of hear them, right? A little bit staticky, not as strong, right? But you're listening off frequency. And the same is true with AM, right? If you're slightly off frequency in AM, you can still hear the AM station that you are trying to center on. This is because even with the standard channel spacing, we still have the offset of the upper and lower side of the bandwidth that we have to overcome. And we are just one step or one channel up or down from the center frequency. Our radio's filters are still tuning into or receiving the upper or lower side of the carrier bandwidth. So in most FM markets, right, we have a guard frequency between the different licensed FM radio stations. So no, this doesn't really hold true on like the low end or the low power FM part of the FM broadcast spectrum where we find a lot of college radio stations. But in the main part of the spectrum, right, where you have the high power stations, you wouldn't say have 100.3 next to 100.5. No, that next FM radio station would probably be at least 100.7. But the further out each radio station is from each other, then you can start to see closer reuse. For example, 95.5 is in New York City, but all the way out east in glamorous Southampton, New York, we have 95.3s reused. So 90 miles away, yeah, we have radio stations that are just one channel spacing away from each other. The same is going to hold true for public safety and other two-way radio frequencies that we are going to monitor with our scanner radios. Just because we have a step size of 12.5 kilohertz doesn't mean the next usable frequency is typically going to be 12.5 kilohertz away. It will still most likely end up 25 kilohertz away. When we narrowband, we can compress the spacing and increase the number of licenses allowed in each frequency block. What radio services typically use FM and narrowband FM? Well, this one is pretty easy to remember. Here in the United States, all public safety on VHF and UHF now use FM narrowband. Ham radio is the primary exception on VHF and UHF, and NOAA Weather Radio also uses their FM carrier. They did not go narrowband. So what happens if you program your scanner incorrectly? What happens if you put in FM instead of FM narrow and vice versa? When we set our scanners to FM or FM narrow, we are adjusting the filters inside the scanner for the bandwidth of the frequencies that we want to use. And many people have complained that FM narrow sounds too tinny and the audio quality really isn't there, and it sounds bassier and better if they set their scanners to FM. Look, if you set your scanner to FM and listen to an FM narrow transmission, there might be a little bit of hiss because your filter is set too wide or wider than the actual carrier. But nobody is going to come to your house and tap you on the shoulder and say, you can't set your scanner for that mode. If you like the way that FM sounds better than an FM narrow setting, yeah, it's unorthodox, but you won't lose your scanner radio listener permit, and I'm joking here, if you do that, right? The part of the hobby is to set things up and learn and configure things the way that works best for you. And that is what makes this such a beautiful hobby. There's plenty of space to learn and to adjust and play, and that's one of the very things that I enjoy most about the scanner radio hobby. But I do understand that sometimes there are things in this hobby that are just plain out confusing, and especially if you're just getting started with the scanner radio hobby. And if you need help with the scanner radio hobby, do not forget that I am available for one-on-one tutoring. And you can book me over at scannerschool.com/tutoring. You can click on the link that's above me right now in the YouTube video, or we have a description down below and in the description of this Audible podcast episode. We will sit across the computer like we are looking virtually right now, and I can help you set up your radio or even answer any questions that you may have. And for those of you watching this over on YouTube, over on the side right now, we have the rest of our Scanner University playlist. These short lessons will get you up to speed if you are just starting out with the scanner radio hobby. And if you aren't yet subscribed, again, please make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube so that YouTube's algorithm knows to recommend this video to people who have the same interests as you. And again, if you like this video, please let me know down below. Give me a thumbs up. And if you want to take this on the go to the gym, wherever else, don't forget, you can find us on your favorite podcast player.
Before we wrap up this week's podcast, I want to take a minute here to thank all of our Patreon supporters.
Alvin Zaz, Arthur Heron, Bill Kay, Bob Rocks, Bob Middleton, Brandon Simmons, Brian Arsenal, Brian King, Chris Paris, Classic Hank, Craig Harper, Dan, Danielle Caviola, Dave Pasco, David, David C., David Kudneski, David Robinson, David Watts, Danny Crotty, Ed Walsh, Ed, K2EPM, Greg Johnson, I Hate Junk Mail, Jack Haycock, Jacques Berry, James Felling, Jay Reed, Jeff, Jeff Block, Jeff Chapman, Jeff Waldrop, Jenny Taylor, Jim B., Jim Heiner, John Keel, John Sweeney, John Derby, John Goldenberg, Joshua Robb, KC5, DJT, Ken Newberry, Kenneth Fowler, Kevin Zwicky, Lenny Bauer, Les Stevenson, Lloyd R., Luke Hartnett, Mark Beebe, Mason Kramer, Matt, and U8H, Michael Kroger, Michael Meadows, Michael Thomas, Mike Lopez, KN6, FXR, Mike Piltz, Nicholas Stenger, Paul Bowling, Paul Thiel, Randy Young, Raymond Hill, Rich Palmieri, Ronnie Bach, Scott Lefgren, Stephen Falcon, Thomas Giampino, Todd Glendie, BA7ZZT, and William Arcand, W1 WRA.
Find out more about Patreon and our support tiers by visiting scannerschool.com/Patreon. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you again next week. 73.